after the dictatorship, Uruguay saw throughout its other than the dictatorship, there has been a full respect for free speech and free press. We see this on the, in the enshrined in the Constitution. There's a full liberty for communication and thought through any medium, and it's protected constitutionally. They determine that there cannot be censorship. That is regulated as well by numerous laws. For example, the Free Press Law. This allows journalists to undertake professional secrecy to protect their sources. There is, in Uruguay, there is no censorship mechanism. There has not been any violence conducted against journalists. There has not, there have not been journalists murdered. None have been subjected to attacks on their life or physical reprisals. There might be perceptions regarding free speech, different opinions regarding certain cases that address specific cases where there are interpretations of there having been threats. There has been, there have been judicial procedures or threats to undertake them against certain journalists, according to reports. We must reaffirm that the authorities in Uruguay reject any action that could have as a goal coercion or undue pressure on journalists. That does not mean that certain individuals that might be offended or harmed by press articles are limited in their right to justice. There's legislation to govern this. However, it is not admissible that this can be used to dissuade a journalist from transmitting or issuing their opinion or news. It is Uruguay has a full support for free press. There have been indicators that would that show erosion in free press as a result of numerous factors, said an expert. However, I would like to indicate that in one of those indicators, there was a change in the methodology of the metrics. Reporters Without Borders journals report that in some cases in Uruguay, they minimizes the fact that the obstacles that impose or hinder journalistic work in Uruguay are completely inexistent. There are high standards for protection and guarantees that have existed historically in Uruguay. Along these lines, there are other indicators that reflect the full force of free press in Uruguay. Just some examples. There's the Democracy Index from the prestigious journal periodical The Economist. Uruguay, for years now, has been among the top 18 countries of full democracy on our planet. We are honored and filled with pride because of this. The only Latin American country that is in the, we are the only Latin American country in this list. This is based on five different pillars. One bears in mind civil and political freedoms, which includes free speech and free press. It would not be logical or reasonable for those who develop these exigent indicators to include among the few full democracies in the world a country that does not offer these free press and free speech. To conclude, I would like to note that there are other important indicators regionally that also show the true situation in Uruguay. That is the case of the Chapultepec Index, drafted by the Inter-American Press Society. For years, they have placed Uruguay in the first spot in the region. This index is built based on numerous factors that have an impact on free speech and free press and journalism, the legal framework, and institutions. These examples show that, that there are no elements that will allow us to affirm that Uruguay has a free speech in risk, or that there has been slippage, or that the state undertakes coercion against the press. One could not say based on specific cases, that one can make a generalized conclusion that calls into question the freedoms that are part of our national assets and that are respected by all democratic governments that our government has, that our country has had. Actions of journalists and actions of the rest of the population are fully guaranteed, and in particular those that protect our first liberty, free press, free speech. It is that which allows us to protect the other freedoms, and thank you very much.
Vamos a ahora tratando de ser lo.
We will try, let's try to be as brief as we can. That doesn't mean speak faster. I will give the floor at this time to Madam Mendes from the Ministry of Social Development.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the Ministry of Social Development, I would like to clarify something. There was a point made on children in prison. First, I should like to note that